We began to speak about mitzvos, the section of the Sefer Devarim that focuses on mitzvos. Already begins in Parshas Ekev, but in Parshas Re'eh we're really fully in. We're fully transitioned from the beginning of Chumash Devarim, which was Divrei Musar, to the middle segment, which is the bulk of Chumash Devarim, which is a focus on halacha. Re'eh and Shoftim, Kisetze into Kisavo. And in Re'eh and Shoftim, each you can discern what the theme is. There are many different types of mitzvahs that appear over the course of Parshas Re'eh, but it seems like the dominant theme is Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah and Avodah Zarah avoidance. And even those mitzvah, other topics that appear, they seem like they're the alternative, as it were, to Avodah Zarah. Don't worship Avodah Zarah. Instead, go to Beis HaMikdash. Don't worship Avodah Zarah. Instead, you shecht an animal. That's perhaps an aspect of Karban that is applicable to even Behemas Chulin. Don't worship Avodah Zarah. And part of that is don't eat Basar B'Chalav. Don't worship Avodah Zarah. Instead, Shalosh Regalim, you go to Beis HaMikdash, you focus on the Ribono Shel Olam, and so on and so forth. It may not apply to every single halacha in Parshas Re'eh, but overall, the major theme, the dominant theme, certainly is Avodah Zarah and various halachos that serve to keep us far away from Avodah Zarah and serve to focus us instead in the right direction. Now, it's interesting, in the beginning of Parak Yud Gimel, in the Aliyah of Shlishi, they have the topic of the Navi. And Navi actually is a question of listening to the Navi and who is a Navi. It's a question that appears in this week's Parsha and in next week's Parsha, in Re'eh and in Shoftim. And I want to try to understand why that is. And it's interesting that the Rambam gives this discussion a tremendous amount of focus in his history of the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rambam wrote a Pirush HaMishnayos when he was a younger man. Before he is, as a more mature adult, he ultimately wrote the works for which he is most famous, Mishneh Torah, a compendium of all of Torah Shebaal Peh, and then subsequently the Mor Nevuchim. But as a younger man, I think largely in his 30s, much of the time while he was fleeing across North Africa, escaping from the Almohads, the Rambam wrote a Pirush on all of Mishnayos, really a very remarkable sefer, and he introduces his Pirush with a Hakdama. The Hakdama to Pirush HaMishnah is really an introduction to learning Mishnayos, an introduction to Torah Shebaal Peh, and it's built around the historical axis. He begins from Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, the way Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah to the Jewish people during his lifetime. And then he works his way historically to Yehoshua after Moshe and to the generations that followed Yehoshua, to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and the authorship of Mishnayos, to Ravina Ravashi and the Talmud Bavli, and ultimately brings you all the way to the time of the Rambam himself. So it gives you like a sweeping scope of a couple of thousand years of the story, the history of halacha, the history of Torah Shebaal Peh. Over the course of that progression of time, at different points, he'll stop to talk about particular topics. And he moves from Moshe to post-Moshe, and he talks about the learning during the lifetime of Moshe. Rabbeinu, the Moshe Rabbeinu dies, and Masorah has been passed on to Yehoshua. He says, let me stop and talk about Nevuah. I need to talk about Nevuah. The Rambam says it's a very, very important topic. Interesting, because none of us have met Nevi'im. No Jew has heard a Navi speak live in around 2,500 years since the beginning of the Ba'al Sheni period, the last of the Nevi'im, Malachi, the beginning of the Ba'al Sheni period. Rambam says this is incredibly important, very, very central to our religion, and he actually spends a lot of time talking. Most of the time he spends on Nevuah, he spends a lot of time in the Pirush HaKadamah to Pirush Mishnah talking about Nevuah, and most of it is not even talking about the Nevi'im as much as talking about how do you know who's a Navi? How do you certify someone as a Navi? And he talks about three things. Ultimately, he talks about you need to make sure that the fellow present himself as a Navi is for real, and there's a way to test that, and that's actually something The test itself is something that appears in next week's Parsha and Parsha Shoftim. But he says before you actually test him, you need to know that he's eligible. He needs to be the sort of Jew, the sort of exalted Jew in terms of wisdom and in terms of Torah knowledge, in terms of Midos, and in terms of Yir Shamayim, the sort of person who's eligible to be a Navi. And the sort of thing he says, the prescriptions that he's offering, the instructions that he's given us, have to be the sort of things that are conceivably something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have told this Navi. So not only ultimately do we test him, do we certify him, we need to see that the person fits and that his prescriptions are appropriate. What are appropriate prescriptions? So that flows from the psukim in here in Parshas Re'eh, the Parsha of Navi that appears in Parshas Re'eh. The Torah speaks about you have a Navi, a fellow comes along, maybe he's a Navi, or maybe he's a Cholem Chalom, maybe he's merely a dreamer, and he gives you an Os and a Mofes. Something very dramatic. But then he says, let's worship Avodah Zarah. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel. He says, Ne'elcha Achrei Elohim Achrei Meshol Yudatam V'Navdeim. You're very taken by him. He seems very impressive. And he says, let's go worship Avodah Zarah. Torah says, don't listen. Don't listen. Ignore the Nisim that he's doing. Don't listen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing you. Menaseh Hashem Elokeichem Eschem, Pasuk Dal. This is a Nisayon. HaYishchem O'avim Es Hashem Elokeichem B'chalvav Chol Nashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, do you really love Ribbono Shel Olam? Are you really following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instructions? Are you making decisions because that's what God wants? Or are you just, you know, taken by the emotional pull, the impressive fireworks, the impressive mofsim and nisim that this fellow is conveying? The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never have said it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never have said what? So that's what the Rambam explains based on these psukim, that the Torah is telling us three prescriptions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never give a Navi. If the Navi says any one of the following three things, we know for sure that he's a Navi Shek. We know for sure that he's not truly giving Nevuah, and we're going to treat him, we're going to convict him of the crime of being Navi Shekem. Number one is if he's not speaking the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. He comes and says that Mercury spoke to him, he comes and says that Yashka spoke to him, he comes and claims that some Avodah Zarah spoke to him and gave him a message to give us. So that's a Kiliya Navi B'Shem Avodah Zarah. And then the Rambam says there's another type of message that we would reject on its face, another type of message which we would call Navi B'Shem Avodah Zarah. And that's where he actually doesn't speak the name of Mercury, he speaks the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says, Hashem told me that you should worship Avodah Zarah. That's also a Navi B'Shem Avodah Zarah. He's speaking the name of God, but he claims that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to tell us to worship Avodah Zarah. That's what the Torah says explicitly in Pasuk Dalet. You see, Pasuk Gimel. He says, Ne'elcha Achrei Elohim Achreim Eshol Yidatam V'Navdeim. If a fellow comes and says, I got a Nevuah that we should go worship Avodah Zarah, whether he's speaking the name of Avodah Zarah, whether he's speaking the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's impossible. It cannot be true. He's a Navi Shekher. Now, but then there's a third type of message that we reject on its face, and that comes from their previous pasuk. Excuse me, two psukim earlier, right before the parsha of the Navi, which begins in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis. Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Aleph sounds like a repeat. Kol davar sharnochi mitzaveh eschem oso tishmu lasos. You got to keep all the mitzvahs that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Lo so seif olav velo sigram imenu. Don't add, don't subtract. Now that sounds like a repeat. We already heard about Bal Tosef, Bal Tigra. We heard about that earlier in Chumash Devarim. So why does the Torah have to tell me again, no adding onto the mitzvahs, no subtracting from them? So the answer, the Rambam points out, is that there's a third type of message that we reject on its face. Let's say a fellow comes and he claims to speak in the name of Hashem, not speaking in the name of Avodah Zarah. And he doesn't say anything about worshiping Avodah Zarah. There's a third type of message that we know is false, and that's when he says, God told me to tell you to change halacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to me that the din is different. From now on, that mitzvah doesn't apply. Here's a new mitzvah. We're going to subtract that mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, b'koach ha-nevuah, not through halachic analysis, but I got revelation from God that we should change the halacha. That's what this Baal Tosef, Baal Tigra is about. Not about Jews deciding on their own to change halacha, but if the Navi comes and claims, Hashem told me, we should permanently change the din, that too, that's message number three that we reject on its face. That's message number three. We, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are telling us up front, I will never tell you through any other Navi after Moshe Rabbeinu, here's what the halacha is, and we're changing the halacha. So that's this parsha of the first parsha of the Navi, is the Navi Sheker, the parsha in Re'eh. We'll get next week in Parsha Shoftim, Mirtz Hashem, to the Navi Emes, and there we'll talk about, you know, if he's saying things which are reasonable, how do you make sure that he's for real? We'll get to that. How do you test? What do you need to see? What does he have to say? What does he have to do? We'll get to the Navi Emes in Parsha Shoftim. Here is, we were wondering, you know, why the two parshas of the Navi. This first parsha of the Navi, the parsha of Nevuah and Re'eh, is the parsha of the Navi Sheker. The Navi who we know is false, and he's going to be convicted of the crime of impersonating a Navi. Now, why is this in Re'eh? Because, as we said before, and why does the Rambam think this whole topic, as we said before, he introduces the topic of Nevuah as being so central to our religion, even though none of us have spoken, have heard from a Navi in the last 2,500 years. And by the way, why is this all in Re'eh? Well, Re'eh, as we said before, is largely about Avodah Zarah. But it's not all about Avodah Zarah. We said you might be a Navi Sheker because you claim to speak in the name of Avodah Zarah, okay. Or your content is Avodah Zarah. You claim that God told you to tell us to worship Avodah Zarah. But there was also a third type of Navi Sheker. Baal Tosef, Baal Tigra. Nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Fell just claiming, God told me to tell you, you know, we can stop keeping kashrus now. Or God told me to tell you there's a new mitzvah now. Or God told me to tell you we should keep Shabbos differently. How does that have to do with Avodah Zarah? And why is this so central to our religion? And the answer is, this has everything to do with Avodah Zarah. So many false religions have started in this way. And that's why the Rambam tells us it's so important. It's so central to our religion to understand that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to set up halacha and to share Torah with the Jewish people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the Chumash, he said, there is not going to be ongoing revelation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm telling you up front, Bubalach, I'm sharing Torah with you through one Navi only, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why, you know, Animama number 6 is the existence of Nevuah. Animama number 7 is the uniqueness, the supremacy and uniqueness of Nevuah's Moshe. Because halacha was transmitted to the Jewish people through the Nevuah of Moshe alone and no subsequent Navi. From the time once Moshe passed away, lo b'shamayim hi, we have to work with what we have. We have to work with the Torah Shebichsav, the text of Chumash we got from Moshe, and the core ideas of the Torah Shebal Peh that we got from Moshe, as well as the tools that Hashem taught Moshe to pass on to future generations. How do you take what you have and dig deeper to discover more of Ratzon Hashem that's embedded in the language of the Chumash, the Midrash HaTorah to Drushes Ben Kavachomer, Gzeir Shav, and so forth? How do you mine the Chumash to get out the nuggets HaKadosh Baruch Hu left there for Chachmei HaTorah to find? But once Moshe passed away, we're just working with the Nevuah that we already got from Moshe. No new halacha will be conveyed by any subsequent Navi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to set up the transmission of Torah that way. Lo b'shamayim hi. Once Moshe passes away, there'll be no ongoing revelation through Nevuah. No, there will be other Nevi'im. They'll have important messages, but no new halachas. They're not going to change halacha, b'koach ha-Nevuah. And that's so important because so many major religions, Avodah Zarah, or certainly Kfira religions, in many cases Avodah Zarah religions, have been begun in exactly this way. The Navi came and said, oh, well, you know, it's true that God spoke to Moshe, but, you know, now things are changing. Christianity began that way. Islam began that way. Other religions began that way. Yes, it was Matan Torah, but, you know, God sent me to update things. So that's why it's so critical. This is central to Parshas Re'eh. If Parshas Re'eh is all about Avodah Zarah, it's central to be able to recognize who a Navi Sheker is. and to know that regardless of how impressive he is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the Chumash, I will not convey halacha through a Navi after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. No other Navi will ever be authorized by the Moshe to convey new halacha. The ongoing unpacking of halacha after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu was done by Koach HaChachma, through the analysis of Chachmei HaTorah, and analyzing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us through the Nevuah of Moshe, but nothing further. Lo tosef olav, v'lo tigrami menu. Even if the content isn't about Avodah Zarah, the Navi isn't speaking the name of Avodah Zarah, and he's not saying that Hashem told you to worship Avodah Zarah, he's merely saying Hashem told me to change some other halacha. That's the beginning of so many Avodah Zarah religions. That too is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is building in, the third type of Navi Sheker, lo tosef lo tigraf. The Navi comes and says, Hashem told me to change halacha. Halacha is permanently different, and that was this ongoing revelation. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, I'm telling you up front, it's false. And that's what the Torah says here in Pasuk Dal, don't listen. It doesn't matter that he's doing impressive nisim. Yes, maybe he is. That's part of the Nisayon. The Nisayon minaseh Hashem lekeichem eschem. Yes, he was very impressive. It doesn't matter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see HaYishchem ha'olavim. It's Hashem lekeichem v'chalavachal nashrem. Are you just working with your senses, with your emotions? Oh, this is so impressive. I'm so inspired. Or are you looking for real substance? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want of me? And that's often a Nisayon that we have, even in more mild situations, to really think through and sometimes to seek guidance. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually want us to do? What's truly the right thing? The Nisayon of Avas Hashem is something that applies in so many situations. And this is this idea that the Torah is once again stressing here in the Parsha of Navi Sheker to keep our eye on the MS that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has conveyed to us through the Nevuah of Moshe and the analysis of that Nevuah through the subsequent Chachmei HaTorah, the Chachmei HaMesorah Shebechol Dar V'Dar. That's the way we're meant to live. To seek to align our lives with Ratzon Hashem as revealed to us authentically through the Torah. That's a true expression of Avas Hashem Bechol Levavenu Bechol Nafshenu. I both say have a marvelous night. Thank you so much for joining.